Welcome to another Dysfunctional Podcast, which is now available on Apple Podcasts. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com, and today I have an interview I did with Jackie Cruz from Orange is the New Black. Cruz plays the character Marisol Gonzalez, better known as Flaca, on the series.
Well, first of all, congratulations on season 4. We saw your character Flaca go through a little bit of an evolution. How do you feel having gone through season 4?
Oh, season 4 was one of my favorites, actually. So it was so powerful and relevant. And, you know, we lost one of our own that has been with us since, like, day one. So it was that day, you know, episode 12 was hard to shoot. But, I'm very lucky to be a part of such a phenomenal show. And season 4, it just keeps getting better.
It definitely did. Season 4 was intense and dramatic and like you said, very relevant to the times. Now that you've gone through season 4, where do you think your character is going to in season 5 now? I mean, it's been changing.
Well, you never know with Gendy. Like, she creates these different worlds for us, you know, in this prison. So, you never know what he's going to create, so you have to wait and see. But season 5 is another out-of-this-world type of journey, and it's only 3 days. So when I heard she was going to do 13 episodes in only 3 days, I was like, how is she going to do that? But he's a genius, and you guys are going to be really happy with what's coming up next. And it's definitely all about season 4 and how to, you know, we're more united and, you know, for justice, and we fight for justice. And you'll see, it's really powerful as well. And it's all about, you know, everything that happened in season 4.
This season was intense. Your character goes through an evolution. Do you find yourself now, you know, now that it's season 4 going on season 5, that you've related more to Flaca and you've put a little bit more of yourself in her?
Oh, well, what's funny about, you know, well, Flaca is definitely my alter ego. She says what's on her mind, and, you know, and certain things were kind of the same, like our love for music and everything. And, of course, you know, Gendy likes to add a little bit of our personality into the character. But a little bit, yeah, like, but like my alter ego, so you know, if I wanted to say what's on my mind, I get to while I'm Flaca. So, but we're very different.
Is there anything you would like the show to do for you to, you know, bring out more of your personality in Flaca?
Yeah, of course I want to know more. We, you know, there's so many characters on the show. We don't all get to, you know, maybe two backstories, you know. We don't all get two of them. So we've all had one, you know, most of us. And, of course, every character wants to know, so what happened here? Like, you know what I mean? Of course I want to know more about Flaca and see more of her vulnerable side and what's going on with her mom and all that. But it's not about one person in the show. It's about all of us, and it's about the story that connect me to them. So that's what's really cool about the show. So yeah, I want to know more about Flaca, of course, but it's not about just her, so I don't know if I'll get that opportunity. But she does really cool funny stuff. She's the comic relief, and I'm cool with that, and we'll get to see a little bit more of her vulnerable side in season 5 as well.
Much of the cast is very musically talented. So are you. Is that something that the entire cast kind of, like, you know, connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. She loves it. She could be like a pop star after prison. Like, I could see her wanting to do that. Because she said this line on Orange that was cut off, but it was in my backstory. Flaca's walking down the hallway with her friend, and she says, when I grow up, I'm going to go to Hollywood, I'm going to make a record with Lady Gaga, and it's going to be called Black Gaga. And I don't know why that didn't make the cut, but I thought that was really funny. And also adding a little bit of my personality into Flaka.
That seems like a great line. Do you get to improv a lot on this show, or is mostly everything written on script?
I didn't write that line. I wish I did. But sometimes they give us the opportunity. You know, they like us to do it how they wrote it. And then we can add some stuff later. You know, you talk to the writer. Hey, would it be cool if I did this? And they're really cool with that. So, yeah, sometimes we get to play around.
What can we expect from Flaka in season 5?
Well, just, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I can't really say much about it. But he's in it. And you saw the trailer. Mm-hmm. So, the trailer. So, they're up to no good. You know, her and Marissa. Mm-hmm. And, they found, I don't know, I can't say much, you know, I can't really talk about it, but it's funny.
Okay.
We'll keep laughing before, you know, you cry.
What are you working on other than Orange is the New Black? Is there anything in your music career that you're working on?
Oh, actually, I can talk about this now. I'm working with this, girl that her name is Mona Haydar. She did a hijab like a song, like a music video. Mm-hmm. If you look her up, just did a million, and I posted her video on my Instagram. And well, I'm about to do a feature on her next song. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with I'm going to the studio next Friday to work with her. Hopefully, you know, I want my music to be powerful, just like what I do in on TV. You know, that's what I've learned from my show, is that my voice is powerful and people are listening, and I want to talk about things that I believe in. And you know, this song is about, you know, violence against women and all that, and I'm going to do a feature on this song. And maybe attach it to my short that I'm working on this summer. I started my own production company called Unspoken Film, and I just got funding for it. So I'm really excited about that.
What kind of projects do you hope to do with Unspoken Films?
I plan to do things that people are afraid to talk about. Like my short, Hank Fire, is about a woman who gets raped in the military. So, you know, it's definitely something important that doesn't get seen very often. It gets overlooked, and I want to talk about things like that. So that's what my short is going to be about, and hopefully, you know, after I put it in Sundance, maybe I'll get some love, and I can create a feature from that and continue to work on bringing diverse women behind the scenes and in front of the camera, and giving opportunities and breaking barriers to people like me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's obviously I'm going to star in the first, like, maybe 2 or 3 films, but I'm not creating it for myself. I want to open doors for others like me, and especially women.
Catch Jackie Cruz on Orange is the New Black, streaming on Netflix. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.